92.5 KJJY, Chad Taylor, 7:33. We're sitting right now at 29 degrees on our way to a high of 48. So if you missed it, Jackie Schmillen and I were talking about UFOs and the fact that here locally, which was pretty interesting, I think we were both kind of caught off guard on this, there were 183 UFOs reported here in Polk County since 2000. This according to the National UFO Reporting Center. And then statewide, an additional 1,200 reports. And then Jackie brought up something funny. She's like, I wonder if they're hiring. How do you get a job like that?
I learned quite a bit in that last break with all of us together waiting for this information. So the National UFO Reporting Center, it's a non-governmental, non-profit organization that is literally run by two gentlemen that have been there since like 1995. I would like to say congratulations. It is the 50th anniversary of the National UFO Reporting Center, which is located in Washington if you ever want to go. The center director, Peter Davenport, has the passion and is running this thing, but I'd like to quote from an article that was written about him. Davenport receives no salary and supports this organization with his own financial resources in tandem with an occasional contribution from donors. So you can donate so this poor man can make a living, because apparently it costs about $800 a month to operate said center. But it's basically him answering the phone calls, and then they have a web guy so that you can call in or report online if you see something suspicious. So with there being no salary, I'm thinking maybe I won't apply today.
No. Yeah. Also answer some questions that we had earlier about some legitimate claims and how much of the weeds can they get into on these claims.
From what I'm seeing in a very quick overview, a lot of them seem to be lights and things like that. But they do document it. They have a map. It's a very well produced website if you want to check it out. A really easy button if you want to report something. And they claim pilots and military and everyone kind of checks in with what this website has to say. So who knows? But Peter, buddy. Good job.
Well,
we appreciate you.
It's a staff of two, so maybe if you did get hired, you could be like the VP. At least you'd have a nice gig, right? I mean, a great title.
I need more donations coming in, so my salary's a little bit higher.
Yeah, I think you need a little bit more to live on.